This is Untitled MMA.
Untitled MMA Podcast, May 22nd, 2019. I got the dates right, got the year right.
Yep.
I'm Buju.
I am Brendan.
I'm Bryce.
Again, another week with not a whole lot of news, it feels like. A little bit, not a lot. And we have no picks this week. So, we'll see where this goes.
Yeah.
The first bit of news I want to get into, it's not a huge story, I just thought it was kind of interesting considering somebody's allegiance on the show. Anthony Pettis having a grappling match with Jorge Masvidal in June, while he's fighting Nate Diaz in August. I think it's a little weird, but I also feel like he's probably, this grappling match is probably just a cash grab, right? It's probably not something he's taking super seriously.
Yeah, I'm sure. And I mean, obviously he wants to win, but also a grappling match. You could probably do those every day and be okay.
It's almost just like a jiu-jitsu session.
Yeah.
But he is grappling, jiu-jitsuing, whatever you want to call it, with Jorge Masvidal in June, some show in Florida or something.
Saying jiu-jitsuing.
Jiu-jitsuing?
I think that...
You don't think that's the medical term for jiu-jitsu?
No. I think that you might have just offended the jiu-jitsuers out there.
I'll jiu-jitsu their fucking faces off. They can suck a fish.
A fish?
Mm-hmm.
That's new.
Problem. Brendan, thoughts on the Pettis grappling match?
I mean, it's just a grappling match. I don't pay attention to his individual martial arts compared to rather his MMA. So, I hope he wins. Good luck to him, but...
Would you even make an attempt to watch such a thing?
If it was on TV for free and I had the channel, I would watch it.
What if it was like a streamed on Twitter type of thing? Where you watch it on your phone?
If I was reminded... of the time, I would watch it.
All right.
So on and I would not have to struggle to find it.
On a scale of 1 to 10, where does this interest you as the biggest Pettis fan on the show?
4.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Bryce.
I'm like at a 1.2.
Yeah, like a 3. If it was anybody but Jorge Masvidal, would it be different? Like if it was like Rafael Dos Anjos, even though it was a jiu-jitsu match instead of an MMA fight?
To a 4.5 or a 5.
All right. Fair enough.
To 1.21.
How about Sage Northcutt getting his fucking head caved in? 8 fractures in his dome piece after that punch that he took in 1FC in a 32-second knockout or something? 29-second knockout. Not great.
No, but, I mean, I did read that the guy that he fought was, like, a world-class Muay Thai and kickboxer.
Mm-hmm.
And he, I mean, looking at him, he looked like he was a big boy. Probably a welterweight.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, Sage, buddy.
He got fucking cracked, dude.
Yeah.
Literally. Cracked his head.
I'm going to jump way off the boat, if that's, like, even correct terminology for what I'm trying to say. But I think he should retire.
I don't know if that's even that hot of a take. I mean, he fought a legit guy, but he went to 1FC. Literally got his head caved in. Like, 8 fractures in your skull, I assume. That's all where they were, right?
It was all in the orbital bone.
Is that your cheek?
Your eye.
Oh, that's this one.
Yeah.
So 8 fractures in here?
Yeah.
That's bad.
And he's touching his eye.
So, just like retiring for, he's obviously handsome enough to succeed, and he have a good degree in something? Like, isn't
no,
he, really
he dropped
smart?
Out.
Yeah, he was 19 when he started in the UFC.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't he like really smart or something? I feel like
he was petroleum engineering at Texas A&M.
Yeah
that, Waggies. That definitely has to make bank. No, no way doubt about it. That makes
what is it? Petroleum? What?
Petroleum engineering?
Yeah, that sounds like a fucking easy $6,000 $6,000 a year. An easy 6-digit fucking income. Go back to Texas A&M. You made a little money in MMA. Don't get your fucking head caved in.
So I'm saying it for a physical and mental like perspective, because like physically, obviously he's attractive enough and doesn't want to fuck up his face anymore. But
my body deserves to fuck.
But from like
a little inside joke for the fellas,
like a little like self esteem and all that standpoint, like retire.
Also, Sage Northcutt, retire, bitch.
He's not. He's 100% not going to. But I think he should.
I think you should at least consider it. I don't know if I'm saying Sage Northcutt, retire, bitch. But
you're not.
And it's also me being like very competitive, because like if you're not ever gonna have a chance at running for a title, you're just gonna be like.
He's also 23. I mean, he's like years away from his fighting prime. Years away.
I'm jumping to all the conclusions. I'm trying to be like a female today. So
jumping
to all the conclusions. He needs to retire after that.
I think that obviously he won't. But
I feel like it's, you know, doesn't your bone get stronger after it breaks? But I feel like it just,
my bone gets stronger.
Okay, this is going to be a terrible podcast.
Yeah, this is bad.
I think it's great. But I have no idea. And it's a fracture. I don't know if that's like a different thing. 8 fractures, to be exact.
Yeah, I feel like your bone can't be very good.
Bad bones.
Bad bones, Jones.
Bad face bones. Sage Northcutt, retire, bitch. But, I mean, do you think ONE FC is like setting him up to fail here? Like, he's fighting a legitimate guy who's had successes in multiple forms of mixed, or martial arts, rather.
Mm-hmm. Especially striking, which is Sage's strong point.
And it's his first fight coming out of the UFC. Obviously, it's on Sage. Like, you should be better prepared and, like, you have to, you're going in there against opponent. You have to be able to fucking handle it. What does that look?
I have no idea.
But, I mean, how do you think the ONE FC set this fight up? Do you think they were wanting Sage to get a win here? Do you think they were wanting Sage to take a loss here coming straight out of the UFC? Or do you think it was like, all right, these two guys are promising or whatever, let's put them against each other, like even matchmaking?
Man, you would think that they would want Sage to succeed. You would think, because he's 23, he could be the face of the brand. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with this guy, I'm pretty sure he was in his low to mid 30s. I don't even know what his name is. I'm sure, is that what Buju's looking up right now?
Yeah, put some respect on his name.
I would feel like the goal would be to get Sage a win against a guy with good accolades.
Right.
And I have no idea how the guy actually fights, because that one punch. Cosmo Alexandra. Good punch, bro.
From Brazil.
I also feel like if it's like almost like comparing apples to pears, in the sense that UFC is
pears.
The best. Exactly. That's where I'm trying to go. Yeah. They're not. They're both fruits.
What about apples to oranges?
That's the right one.
Yeah, it is. You just threw out pears like that was okay.
I went with it. All right. So to compare cucumbers to squash here.
But in saying that, it's like UFC is obviously the top of the top, and you're going to ONE, which is a newly developing, what would you call it?
Promotion.
Yeah, organization.
Promotional organization, whatever you want to call it. So it's hard to compare a young fighter that was not really succeeding in that division or in that promotion compared to a lower promotion that is on the uprise and is somebody that's really good. So I feel like that's a hard to even matchmaking.
Right.
I can see it would make also sense that they want to have even matchmaking, because if it loses, it helps show them, because people have seen what Sage Northcutt can do.
Right. It's like Sage Northcutt just left the UFC. Now he's in ONE and he got fucked up. So yeah. How good are these ONE guys? You know what I mean?
Yeah. But also it's like Sage Northcutt was getting messed up by Brian Barberena.
Right.
How bad is Sage Northcutt?
Mm-hmm.
But
I thought Brendan had a jewel for a second. It's a USB drive.
Pretty much the same thing. Yeah, that's, I don't think he's gonna retire. I think he's gonna be good. I think he's also gonna come back to the UFC, and I think he's gonna be a contender at whatever division he ends up being at.
It's definitely very much a wait and see with what comes of his next fight in ONE Championship, because I mean, obviously didn't see anything out of this one. So he's going to have to show something in his next one, or it's going to be a lot more people are going to be canceling Sage Northcutt.
Yeah.
Canceled, sis.
I was about to literally say, don't get canceled, sis, but thanks.
Don't even know what that's supposed to mean.
It's an internet thing.
Yeah, Twitter. Get it on it.
Yeah. Get cool, Brendan. Anyways, Deadspin kind of made headlines this week when a headline of theirs talking about Sage Northcutt called ONE Championship a minor league MMA promotion. I'm kind of paraphrasing there, but I feel like that's pretty much
correct. They literally said it was like a minor league MMA.
So what do you consider minor league MMA? Is ONE Championship minor league MMA?
Yeah.
I mean, it depends, because I think that looking at the guys that they have at their lighter weight classes, I would say that at lightweight they probably are a minor league, at least the third best.
Mm-hmm.
But at the lighter weight classes, they might be the best.
It also depends how you interpret minor league. They're obviously less than UFC, but if you want to think baseball, right, it's not like they feed these athletes to UFC.
That's the thing where, because baseball, I hear major league, that's obviously the one sport that comes to mind. And there's only one major league in baseball, the Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you could almost, soccer is almost a better comparison.
Without a doubt it
because
is.
There's multiple, like, top leagues.
Mm-hmm.
But while I don't know if I'd consider one championship minor leagues, because they do have legit talent, I mean, you kind of just saw it this weekend with Sage, but they're not near the level of the UFC right now either. So if you consider UFC the major league, it's hard to consider one championship a major league. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but like I said, I think it's the lighter weight classes, which is obviously just not as interesting to the casual viewer.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably on par talent-wise with the UFC. But obviously, I mean, Eddie Alvarez, who can't cut it at UFC in the UFC, and Sage Northcutt, who couldn't cut it at multiple divisions.
Mm-hmm.
But,
and maybe the thing is, maybe it is minor league MMA, but the phrasing very much discounts what the fight was. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Sage Northcutt was not fighting a minor league MMA fighter.
Right. And that headline frustrated me. And it sounds like Deadspin is actual garbage. So
It dismisses, like, while one championship isn't on the level of the UFC, it dismisses what they do have. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, and it dismisses his opponent.
Right. You see minor league MMA, you're like, oh, he just lost in a fucking high school gym to a fucking garbage man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all on the Sage Northcutt thing. Eddie and Demetrius, none of them fought this weekend, right?
No.
Sage was the only one I heard about.
And
was it in a ring? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was in a ring.
Do they always fight in a ring?
I think so.
No, because Demetrius was in a cage.
Then I got nothing, man.
That's weird.
It's dumb to fight in. And I'm a big octagon guy.
Yeah.
I obviously can't fight in an octagon because it's trademarked, right?
Fight in a...
I mean, you
have to fight in a cage.
What's the 7-1? Septagon? No. Heptagon?
All right, college boy, figure
it
out.
I think it's septagon.
I think it's a heptagon. It's a heptagon? Because it's a heptathlon. That's 7 events. It's a heptagon. Yeah.
I've never heard of that in my life.
What's a septagon then? Have a nonagon.
Wait.
No, octagon's 8. Come on.
Doesn't sept mean 8?
No.
Yeah, oct means 8.
Yeah.
Dumb fuck.
Hey, fuck you.
Octagon's like, if you don't know, you have to know octagon and hexagon. Like
October is the 10th month. Dickhead.
Oh, you're getting too fucking deep.
It's so orange. Why wouldn't aug be 8?
Hey. You don't call March a, hold on, I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that. Triangle March, I don't know what I...
A nonagon, it's only one more.
A what?
One more, nonagon. Nonagon is 9.
Yeah, and a decagon is 10.
Yeah.
Just
hexagon
make it...
is 6.
Oh my fucking God.
Right?
I think you're right. I think heptagon, though.
But I don't think 7. Anybody wants to fucking fight in a stop sign. You know what I mean? 6 is too less. It has to be either...
What about a triangle?
Do a dodecagon.
What about a rhombus?
I'm down for a rhombus.
Or an acute triangle.
Parallelogram.
I feel like a triangle would be at the wildest place.
Like you're just gonna get stuck in a corner and get fucking ass whooped. But I definitely prefer a cage over a ring for sure,
without a doubt.
And that's I'm saying this more so because I'm new to it. So I just like when I think UFC, I think of an octagon or a cage. And when I see a ring, I don't think of MMA at all.
Yeah, it's
WWE.
It's boxing or kickboxing or WWE or whatever.
Yeah.
It's definitely not MMA.
MMA is definitely in a cage to me.
It has to be.
Like, and the fucking Pride fanboys are so mad right now. Listen to this.
Yeah, the cage.
If you're a Pride fanboy, comment.
What about an octagonal ring?
No, stop it.
What about Joe Rogan's idea of the fucking basketball court?
That's awful. That's really
terrible.
You want
someone fighting a basketball court?
Yeah. So you're not, like, constricted, you know what I mean? But there's always an edge. Like, you're always going to be by the edge. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no matter
Eventually, you're going to get to the edge.
And then you're not going to go that much farther away.
And there's going to be a lot of running away, which takes away excitement.
Like, and it's going to be people striding out. They're sprinting.
You're going to have people fucking sprint. They're going to be running suicides in a fucking basketball court.
It just turns into a fucking Scooby-Doo cartoon where one person's running in one door and out the other one. You know what I mean? Acute triangle. That's the answer.
What do you guys think, or talking to our listeners here, of which there are many, what do you guys think is the best shape to fight in? Leave a comment on whatever platform. Add us on social media. Add Untitled MMA on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
All right. It's a wrap.
Wow.
Tyron Woodley pulled out of his fight with Robbie Lawler, so that fight's off. They looked for a replacement for Robbie Lawler. Obviously, they couldn't come into an agreement on one because I know Darren Till said he would. Platinum Perry said he would. Obviously, they just couldn't.
Ponce Nibio.
I didn't even see that one. Mm-hmm. But they pulled JDS and Francis Ngannou off of UFC 239, and they're the new main event at UFC Minneapolis. I always want to say Mindianapolis.
Like it's Indy.
Right. But
call it Mindy.
It sucks that that fight's off because it made sense for both. I think it was a perfect matchup for both of them. A rematch, kind of see where they're both at after Woodley just lost the belt. Lawler had a good performance against Askren but ended up losing in his first fight back after a layoff. It just made sense for both, and now the fight's off. So do you kind of wait it out and try and make that fight again? Or?
If I'm Robbie Lawler, it's like, what do I have to lose? Because I feel like he should have won that fight. I thought it was should have gotten stopped before all the nonsense happened when he didn't even tap. But a fight against Tyron Woodley, against a former title holder, still ranked at the very top of the division, so you're not taking any steps back. And, yeah, I'm waiting.
If I'm Robbie Lawler, I think I want the Platinum Perry fight that I could have had stayed on the same card, and it's kind of a much lesser opponent. Like, I don't want to discount Mike Perry.
I mean, he is.
I mean, he can definitely knock you out.
But that may be.
But it's just a much lesser opponent than Tyron Woodley. Like and an easier matchup for Robbie Lawler, I think.
Yeah, without a doubt. But it's taking a step back in competition. If he beats Tyron Woodley, that puts him, like, he might get the next title shot.
But, I mean, when you're Robbie Lawler, a win is a win. Like, Woodley's certainly a bigger win. But at the level that Robbie Lawler's at, former champion, I mean, nobody dislikes Robbie Lawler. If he gets a win, especially against a ranked guy like Mike Perry, it's still a big win, even if it's a lesser win than the Woodley one. You know what I'm saying?
I feel.
Especially at his age where he should be on a decline in his career, especially after a title reign, you know?
Because do you think if the Lawler-Woodley fight would have happened, if Lawler beat Woodley, do you think that puts him in title contention, or does he have to win one more?
Yeah.
I mean, it puts him in title contention, but it's just a matter of how...
Right. Because if you beat Perry, you definitely only have to win one more.
Yeah.
I think he definitely deserves it because he defended his only one recent loss and he beat the former champion. So, in saying that, it's number one contention. Maybe not.
But it would be a one fight win streak because of the loss to Askren.
A very controversial one.
Yeah.
Though. And that's why I think they gave him Tyron Woodley because they were like, yeah, the ref messed up, so we're going to give you another step up.
I still wish they would have ran that one back.
I think that's. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
And that's on Askren because he didn't want to.
Who's he fighting again?
Fuck Askren.
I don't know, but...
You guys should say it with me. Fuck Askren.
I'm not on the fuck Askren train yet.
You're not on the fuck Askren?
Boom, roasted.
It's fuck Khabib, fuck Askren, and fuck everybody else.
Diaz brothers?
Diaz brothers
are... Fuck the Diaz brothers!
What about RDA?
I'm not on that as much. I told you guys that, and you guys didn't believe me, because you guys don't ever believe me, because you guys are fucktards.
I don't remember wow. Saying that.
Remember like when we were making picks, I'm saying us. I don't hate him as much as I used to, and you're like,
me and Bryce definitely looked at each other like,
because you were talking about this. I was trying to look up his next fight, and this is what I type in. Oh. I typed fuck Askren on Google.
It'd be like that sometimes.
Oh, man.
I was confused at what you were showing me for a second, but
it's pornography.
Of course. Oh, he's fighting Jorge Masvidal, UFC 239.
At least that's an interesting fight.
I don't think it's going to be interesting.
I think Askren kind of ragdolls him.
Yeah, probably.
When's UFC 239? September?
July 6th. Oh,
that's cool. Really shitty that they didn't run that back, actually. Kind of pissed me off right now.
Yeah, I'm fucked. We're going to end it. Did I have anything else on the... Oh. So
it's official that Lawler and Woodley are supposed to fight?
No, they were.
They were.
That fight was scheduled, but now it's pulled.
Yeah, because Woodley broke his hand.
Oh, I remember seeing that Woodley got injured, but I didn't know, like, what the fuck. Like, I was, yeah.
Yeah, so that it was supposed to be against Robbie Lawler in Minneapolis.
That's a fun fucking fight to run back.
Yeah, but now it's off. So they took JDS versus Francis Ngannou off at UFC 239, which is the card that Ben Askren's fighting on, July 6th, International Fight Week. They took JDS versus Francis off that card, and it's now the main event of that Minneapolis card. So we've definitely talked about JDS versus Francis, but I just kind of want to touch on it again since it's kind of in the headlines. I don't even know what I said last time we talked about it because I've kind of gone back and forth on it, but I think Francis definitely knocks out Junior Dos Santos.
I feel like you've definitely gone back and forth
on this. I probably have, but I feel like I'm so convinced right now that's just going to happen.
I mean, it is.
I'm
done picking against Francis Ngannou.
JDS feels like he's way small compared to Francis.
I feel like everyone looks small compared to Francis.
But JDS, I don't know, maybe that's...
I want JDS to continue his run, but sucks that's going to have to come to an end because of Francis.
Do you want Francis to win?
Yeah, I want Francis to win. But I also want JDS to get his little title shot back.
I'm torn.
I don't know why. Because if JDS loses, we could get JDS Kane.
But Kane should retire. Nah,
Kane's gonna retire. He's going to the WWE.
You think so?
I saw an Instagram thing where like he's going to be making his WWE debut in Mexico or something.
I saw that he was gonna make a Brendan, I think, has a phone call. Don't
Oh. All right.
So you think that Kane's gone no matter what he's done in the UFC?
I don't feel like Kane fights again. I think he had the long layoff. Oh, I just stepped on Bryce's things. Had the long layoff, came back, got disposed of pretty quickly. Also, almost fucked up his knee in the process.
But he didn't.
That and it does look, I mean, he has been training with WWE and stuff, so I would not expect Kane back.
So if JDS loses, what's next for him? Is he done?
He's close to retirement, too.
Yeah.
I think he definitely wants to continue fighting.
I think he will. I think he'll fight well past when he should. But
that's how it goes, especially in heavyweight.
Especially Brazilians, it seems. Vitor, Anderson, JDS.
They don't like to give up the fucking belt. Or the fucking...
I was about to say, none of them have a belt to give up.
Give up the gloves.
Are there any Brazilian champions? Oh, Amanda. Are there any male Brazilian champions right now?
OV-rated.
No.
No, I don't think so.
That's crazy.
That is. I think, like, we're...
I know, I just thought of something very inappropriate in my head.
What's up?
I can't even say it.
Oh.
Let's pause this.
Good.
Now we're back.
All right.
Khabib said he wants to fight in September, December, and April. A, that's oddly specific, but I appreciate the effort because it looks like Khabib wants to be active.
B, I would put my wife.
You're married?
I would be willing to put the marriage that I don't have. That doesn't happen. 0% chance.
Your wife.
I meant to say life. This is my third time doing it today, or in this podcast.
Oh, I was like you've mistaked your wife for your life three times today.
No, I can't speak. I'm not a good speaker.
What are we talking about? Khabib.
It's not happening. No,
I don't believe it for one. Like, I don't even believe that he fights this year yet.
I think he'll fight in Abu Dhabi against Conor McGregor.
September!
I also seen another post that some dude, I don't even know, remember who it was, still believes that Conor's the number one guy to defeat
Khabib. Javier Hernandez, isn't that Khabib's striking coach?
Wrestling that's coach? That said it?
Wrestling coach? Is a coach from AKA,
I think it's a wrestling coach.
I just saw it with Javier Hernandez.
Why would he say something against his own guy?
He's not really saying something.
Or is he just promoting the fight?
It's almost like he's setting it up for
that's what he wants. He said pretty much that Conor's boxing is something special, and that's what sets him apart as the biggest threat to Khabib. Which, he does better than anyone else.
If he can keep it standing, yeah, but I have zero confidence that he can do that.
Yeah.
He was getting outstruck. There are some reasons he had a foot injury, but... He was getting outstruck by fucking Khabib, which fought terribly from standing up against Al Quinta.
You got it wrong still.
Yeah.
It's Al
Iaquinta.
The guy at work got it wrong too the other day. I think he thinks his name is Ally Aquinta. So people struggle with Ally Aquinta's name.
Yeah, I have no issues. It's Alexander.
What is he like?
He's Alexander.
No, what is he like?
Real estate agent?
Bachelor? Like, not religion, but like nationality.
American?
He's American?
Yeah.
He's from Long Island.
What's E.I. Quinta? Fucking
Al Iaquinta.
Who named
Italian? Italian.
Probably.
He's Alexander.
What Iaquinta? Would that be Italian?
Why would you rather be called Al than Alexander? Yeah, his life's fucked.
He's selling houses, bro.
I would rather be Alex than Alexander.
I'd rather be Alex too.
Yeah.
But Al? What a big Al.
Maybe.
I mean, that fits on Long Island.
Fucking Al's here.
Yeah.
Big Al's Surf Shop.
What's that?
It just sounds like a name. A business. Big Al's Surf Shop. Big Al's Surf Shop.
Al Iaquinta, if selling houses doesn't work, you could always open up a surf shop.
As long as you become Big Al. That's old. I gotta write that one down.
I feel like there's not too many surfboards getting sold in Long Island, though.
No, I don't feel like that's I don't feel like that's a surfing hotbed. I guess speaking of Conor, Justin Gaethje called out Conor McGregor. It's almost not news because everybody calls out Conor McGregor, but there's such a lack of news that I almost wanted to talk about this too. There's just no way that happens.
No, there's only a few realistic fights, and Justin Gaethje is not one of them.
Although it would be a really fun fight. There's both fucking
that would be
throwing bombs at each other in a stand-up war.
I think
brawl.
That Gaethje would take him down.
What? I mean, he's never done it before, though.
I mean, I just see that. That's just how I see it going.
But
that would definitely be smarter. But I think his pride and ego takes over, and he just wants to knock Conor out.
Counterpoint: it's the biggest fight of his career, without question.
Yes.
And if he takes down Conor McGregor and tries to hold him down for 5 rounds, UFC's gonna fucking hate Justin Gaethje.
You're right.
And everybody else is gonna fucking except the Conor haters.
Conor haters will love anyone that he fights. It doesn't matter. Win, lose, or draw, because they always say that Nate won that second fight, which he didn't, but hey.
Conor versus Gaethje would be a great fight, though. It's like something I've never really considered until I saw that today.
I just think that Conor McGregor is a good fight for most people in that division. It's a fun fight for pretty much anyone in the top 10.
Facts. Conor versus Iaquinta? Big Al?
I think it's a good fight. I mean,
you would take Al fucking surfing. That's all I'm saying.
Jesus.
Couple of white dudes, one from Ireland. I'm sure that that isn't a hot surf scene
either.
Hit him
with a couple waves and you'll go to sleep.
Hell yeah, brother.
I love it.
Put him under the waves.
But, I mean, there's Pettis, I would imagine, in the top 10. I don't even know if he's ranked in lightweight right now. But
no.
If not, he's a top 10 lightweight, without a doubt. There's Nate. There's Cowboy. There's Tony. There's Gaethje. Dustin. That's 6. I'm losing track of anyone else. Obviously, Khabib, so 7.
Kevin Lee.
If you try and go to the UFC's ranking page right now, it only gives you one division, women's featherweight. Nothing else is coming up.
That's trash. UFC's website's pretty terrible.
It's so bad, dude.
We complain about it so often, but that's the only one that has the real rankings.
Right. That's all I had for news. If somebody else wants to bring something up, a fucking MMA hypothetical... Some fucking nostalgia.
Who's going
to
be the next Brazilian champion? Male Brazilian champion.
Oh, male. Jessica Andrade's champion. I just now thought of that one, too.
But, I mean, she's also female.
I know. I'm just saying. We didn't bring her up earlier. I brought up Amanda Nunes. Male Brazilian champion. If you... let me think. not Jose Aldo. I'm trying to think through divisions, and I can't look at the fucking rankings right now.
Just think of really good Brazilian fighters. I feel like this is like a drought in Brazilian talent.
Paulo Costa?
Do you think he's going to be a champion, though?
I think he has one of the best shots. Like, I can't really... Renato Moicano, maybe, but he just lost to Jose Aldo.
There's no way Renato Moicano ever beats...
he's not beating Max Holloway. He's not beating Frankie Edgar, so...
Mm-hmm. And Brian Ortega, too.
I mean, it feels like Paulo Costa has the best shot. Without looking at rankings, like I
said.
What
about Johnny Walker?
I think that
could happen.
Thiago Santos.
Yeah. That's Thiago Santos?
I mean, they have to
beat
John Jones.
Yeah.
I feel like Paulo Costa has a better shot at beating Robert Whittaker, Kelvin Gastelum, Israel Adesanya than Johnny Walker or Thiago Santos do in beating John Jones.
Well, I think John Jones has also said he has at least 3 fights left at light heavyweight. Johnny Walker might wait it out. Get one of the first shots with the vacant belt.
So that's like 2 years away, though.
Ballpark. Well, according to John Jones, he wants to fight like 2 or 3 more times this year.
Do you believe Khabib or John Jones more?
John Jones.
I believe John Jones more that he thinks he's going to, but we'll see what actually happens.
Yeah.
Because John Jones going to John Jones.
Hopefully he gets his stuff together.
His stuff is together.
What?
His stuff is together.
John Jones' stuff is together?
It's together.
What percentage, how would you rank John Jones' togetherness? Where would you rate it?
Well, his togetherness compared to somebody else's togetherness is totally different.
His togetherness.
Togetherness is relative.
What's your what would you put your togetherness at?
Mine togetherness?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Out of 10.
Oh, out of 10? That's tough.
I thought it was a percentage.
Let's do percentage.
Okay.
I'm going to give my togetherness an 87.
You could have just said an 8.7.
So in comparison to John Jones, or John Jones in comparison to you, what's his togetherness?
Considering he's a professional athlete, maybe 10.
10% together?
No, 10.
Oh.
He's 100%. It depends how you think about it. But his togetherness, just like all together and all that shit, I'll give him a
69.
Nice. 69.
80, 68.
Oh,
70.
Oh, that's not as nice.
Yeah. You had a moment, but. Well, how would you rate his togetherness?
69%.
I think that's a good number.
I just, like, it all, every time it feels like he has his shit together, finally, he just fucks up again. So it's so wait and see with John Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, like, he could go 5 years and not fuck up. Fuck up? What is it like that for? He could go 5 years and not fuck up. And then if he does something, it's going to be like, oh, that's John Jones. You know what I mean? Like, he's kind of stamped himself as the fuck up now.
Yeah. And what do you think about Thiago Santos saying that that's how John Jones is going to be known as, is a roided up something or another? I don't know what exactly he said. And then John Jones responded, everyone talks, insults me. 90% of my opponents insult me, but 100% of them lose. Except Matt Hamill.
I mean, that's a fact.
Except Matt Hamill.
Yeah, Mark Hamill. Which one is it, Bryce? What's the right one?
Matt.
You're right.
I think that we need to throw this out here. I really can never remember what's Matt Hamill and what's Mark Hamill.
I feel like it gets brought up a lot.
It does. But
almost every time we talk about John Jones.
But we need to remind the people.
I mean, when you're John Jones and you've done what you've done, you're going to get shots taken at you. That's like, that's his own fault.
It is. And, I mean, also, you're trying to hype up a fight. What else? What are they going to do? Say, yeah, I like this guy?
And, I mean, it's not, maybe it's not fair, but at the same time, like I just said, it is John Jones' fault. I think his legacy, at least 50% of his legacy, is the fuck-ups that he's had.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And, I mean, I don't know how it came off in terms of Santos's tone, whether he's trying to be disrespectful, if he was just being straight up.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, Santos doesn't come off to me as, like, a douche.
No.
Keeps it real.
Maheta.
The hammer.
Maheta.
Hammer.
Brendan, what do you think John Jones' legacy is?
Goat.
Who beats John Jones?
Goat with the side of crack.
Yeah.
I mean, almost.
Yeah, pretty much.
And baby mama hitting. Didn't he hit?
No, he was in a hit and run.
With a pregnant woman.
Yeah. But it was with a car. Like, he didn't.
Like, actually hit her.
He didn't beat her up.
Hit and run. That's when I hear hit and run, I don't hear a hit, like a physical hit and run.
Yeah.
I think of a car.
Just hits her and runs away.
Yeah.
Who beats John Jones in his career? Do you think anyone does at this point besides the GOAT, Matt Hamill?
Nobody on the horizon right now. I mean, DC has the best chance, but John Jones has disposed of him twice, and I don't want to see the fight again. Stipe, maybe, if he goes up. But, I mean,
I guess
Stipe has the best chance.
I think the best chance is Francis Ngannou.
That's fair, too, but I feel like John Jones avoids Francis Ngannou at all costs.
I think that even if he fights him, Francis Ngannou's big punches are probably going to be telegraphed enough to where he's not going to get hit by the big one.
Didn't he make some sort of comment recently about not wanting to fight Francis?
Probably.
He said Daddy Frank smoke.
Why would you willingly admit that you don't want to fight somebody? That just makes you look scary.
Because he's not the GOAT.
This context was something like, he obviously wants to put himself in situations that favor him, so why would he go up and fight DC? I think that was the context of the whole thing. I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's truthful. Like, every fighter is doing that, whether they admit it or not.
That's why every fighter wants to be
in a favorable situation. The only fighters who maybe don't would be, like, Cowboy, Robbie Lawler or something. But even them, like, they're still doing it, whether it's as apparent or not. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And to what degree, you could argue, but I think everybody's doing it to some degree.
I agree. And I just don't. I think that if he goes up to heavyweight, there's no way he finishes his career with only the one DQ loss. I think someone's going to get him.
So he said he's got at least three fights left at light heavyweight. Say he fights three more times, light heavyweight moves up to heavyweight. How many times you see him fighting at heavyweight? Because I don't see it more than twice. I think John Jones has less than six fights left in his career. Six or less.
That's very that is very reasonable. And also, to go off what we were saying a little bit earlier, I think all of his most promising people he most likely lose to are definitely in heavyweight because there's nobody in light heavyweight. But I think two fights in heavyweight is very reasonable.
John Walker's chasing him up heavyweight. He's fighting him for that strap.
I don't know.
Nah. I think legit, though, I think that Johnny Walker is probably the biggest challenge to him at light heavyweight, even right now.
More than Thiago Santos?
Yep.
I don't know.
I just think that because he's so wild.
He's just got to fight somebody first.
I just think that no matter what, he's the guy. If anyone's at light heavyweight can do it, it'd be him.
We'll see. We shall see.
Maybe. I feel like that fight's not going to happen, but...
I feel like... do we have any more for MMA? I don't know why I started that way. Huh? Any other MMA-related things? Topics?
I'm going off what you're going off of. You got the topics, I talk.
We've been done with my topics. Bryce has brought up two in a row. Does he have a third? Can he go for the hat trick?
You have a third? Hat trick. You're a soccer guy.
Patrick.
I'm sticking with
Cristiano fan. He can't do a hat trick.
I mean. That was good.
I'm going to roll with just a brace for today. It's two. That's a soccer
Two
term.
Goals is a brace?
A brace. I had to learn Never that heard of that. Year. Neither did I, but it's a thing. It's a thing.
What's four?
Four.
Quattro.
So do we want to get into this hypothetical thing that I sent you fellas?
This is a lot of reading, and I feel like we're going to lose a lot of people.
So no?
I mean, it's up to you. I have my answers, but it's just a matter of how well our wonderful listeners, whom I adore oh so very much, follow along, because it's a lot.
How about I just post the graphic and they can play along?
Let's do it.
All right. Brendan, you down for this?
You talking about the one that you sent?
Yeah.
That takes too much time to think about. I just now opened it because I didn't have connection, so I just now downloaded the image in order to see it.
So you're not ready for this?
No, I'm not. You guys can do what you guys can talk about it, and I'll definitely put my endpoints in.
All right, you want to do that?
I feel like one of you guys are definitely going to have a dumb one, and I'm going to call you out on it.
Okay, so
I'm pretty sure he is.
I will post the graphic on with the podcast post on the website, and I will tweet it out. So untitledmma.com, go to Untitled MMA podcast number 75. So it will be in that post, this graphic will be. It's a hypothetical-ish thing. So you got 4, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. You got 30 options, and there's points assigned to each option. The thing is, you are being forced to spend 10 years in a basement. After 10 years, you will receive $10 million. Your basement comes fully furnished with a good bed, sink, a toilet, a shower, and a trash chute. You're also being given 30 points to spend on items/amenities, which is the stuff below, that you can take with you to the basement. Bonus, if you half your $10 million and receive a $5 million payout, you get 35 points to spend. And if you reduce your payout to zero, you get 40 points, which is absolutely retarded. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Oop, I said the R word.
Yeah, I had to reread it because of how dumb it sounded.
Yeah,
the $0 part.
Even the second one.
Yeah, if you drop lose $5 million for just 5 points.
That's pretty fucking
good. Okay, so I think you've all had ample time to go look up this graphic. If not, you should be doing that now because we're about to read things.
Yeah, please pause and if you want to and look at it.
So the obvious one here, I mean, you have to get Barry Bonds.
Did you legitimately pick it?
Because I was the one thinking, like, I thought you would get, and it's absolutely dumb as fuck. I would not want to be Barry Bonds.
Why would you spend...
I'm fucking an 18-year-old.
It's 7 points for Barry Bonds.
Maybe you're a cuck and you want to watch Barry Bonds fuck the 18-year-old. Spend 25 of your points. Damn, I went there. I didn't even think about it. I just went the whole way. Anyways, how I'm actually... Rice is broken. This Barry Bonds fucking power fucking this fucking poor girl. But anyways. Unlimited fast food, 4 points. Feel like that's a steal.
There's a lot of steals. That's one reason I didn't do it. I feel like all the things are, like, the points are too low, so it's too easy to just choose them.
Until you start putting things in, and then you realize you only have 3 points left.
It'd be like that.
So the one that I'm confused on is, hold on, I have to find the...
Probably the
so
video.
So all game? Movies and TV shows is 4 points, but a 52-inch TV with all cable channels and premium packages is 7 points. If I get all movies and TV shows, wouldn't that include current TV shows?
I would imagine, but you don't get to see, like, news programs or anything like that.
Spoiler alert. Oh!
I'm going to go over, who the fuck would want an HD camera? Like, what's the point of that? I mean, maybe to record your fucking amazing sex scenes?
Yeah, with this 18-year-old?
Who the fuck would want Barry Bonds?
I mean, I kind of want Barry Bonds, but I don't have the points.
What would you do with Barry Bonds for 10 years?
Chill out, bro. We're going to use the gym that I'm getting.
And when you get the money straight up and you can invest in the stock market, so you're getting your money while trapped in a fucking basement?
I don't know how to use the fucking stock market.
And if I don't have access to, news, how am I going to know?
Yeah.
And there's also, a couple that's, absolutely mandatory. You have to choose, hygiene products. Absolutely have to have. A skylight, you absolutely have to have. Ooh. I feel like I need daylight. Long as it can get covered. Because imagine just seeing a fucking light bulb for 10 years and not the actual sun and clouds.
Dude, I'm almost going to give up $5 million. Because I need the internet. That's 16 points.
Dude.
What if you get Barry Bonds? He doesn't even like you.
I just imagine that. I'm assuming that the phone that you can use one day a week, I could have internet for that one day a week. That's how I'm operating.
One day a week is tough. You're stuck in a basement, dude.
Playing video games, bro.
All right. Unlimited fast food, that's 4 points. I'm going with the movies and TV shows, that's 7 points.
So you have 11.
The exception of Chick-fil-A? What the fuck?
You could add Chick-fil-A for another point.
So you don't get Chick-fil-A with this.
Well, no shit, points. But that's dumb. Who created this?
I don't know. I think this is old. But I'm getting the fast food. What else did I say? The TV show. So that's 7 points.
11. You have 11.
Oh, shit. No. I want... Where'd it go?
What are you looking for?
The all movies and TV shows, 4 points, and the fast food, 4 points. I have 8.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to get the gym.
13.
I'm going to get the...
Gym?
Yep.
This is a gym?
Yeah.
Workout room with weights, treadmill, basketball court, and batting cage. Oh, there's a batting cage? Barry Bonds! He's going to teach me how to hit, bro. I'm going to come out hitting fucking 420. That was a weird batting average to go with. But anyways.
Oh, I definitely got to get that because you can get big. You can play basketball and baseball. It's all right, fun.
Fast food. The weight room's really going to help with this fast food because I'm not going to use it till the last 5 months, but I'm going to come out jacked as fuck. So I'm getting the fast food, all movies and TV shows, the gym. That's 13 points.
Yes.
I'm getting the hygiene products and jacuzzi bathtub because I love baths. Let's be honest here. That's
16
points. So I have 14 points to spare still.
Yes.
I'm going to get the cell phone. That's 17.
19.
How'd that happen?
You only added 1 point for the phone.
So I'm at 19. I'm going to get the skylight. That takes me to 21.
Yes. It was 9 plus 10.
Unlimited drugs. A gun with 3 bullets. What are you going to do with that?
Yeah, I saw that. Why is there 3?
So you rather have fast food than a gourmet food by the best chef?
Gourmet.
Gourmet. I mean, that's a difference of 5 points, bro. Gourmet.
What am I at, 21?
Yeah.
If you spend 18 points on this 18-year-old girl, you're a fucking idiot.
I'm definitely doing that.
Are you? You're spending over half your points on the 18-year-old girl?
Yeah, I don't want to live by myself for 10 years. I'd go fucking crazy.
Barry Bonds.
That's less than half the points, bro. Maybe he'll have sex with you.
Okay.
I've killed Bryce again. So I have the fast food, the TV, or the movies and TV shows. That's 8. The gym's 13. The cell phone is 16. The skylight is 18. What else did I say? Hygiene products is 21. So I have 9 points left.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Bonds is only 7. 9 points left. Ooh, a puppy.
Could do a puppy.
9 points left. Shit. The video games is 4. I'll take that.
Mm-hmm. 5 points left. No more puppy.
5 points left.
This is when it gets hard.
Library. Fuck out of my face. I'll take the garden, I guess, because I'm trying to spend points here, so that leaves me with 3.
Mm-hmm.
Pool table, that leaves me with 2.
Are you going to get medical care?
Oh, I'll take the medical care. points spent.
Why would you take the medical care? What medical care would you need?
Dude, I mean, a lot of fast food.
I guess you do need your dentist and all that shit.
Did I take the puppy? Did I say
no? Okay, no puppy.
Who the fuck would take a puppy?
Why would you take an 18-year-old girl
to have sex with?
Possibly be my love of my life.
I mean, what if you guys hate each other?
Yeah.
I mean, she'll have sex with you, but what if you hate each other and you're stuck in this basement for 5 years?
That's 10. Good, that's 10
good,
years.
That's good sex.
Is it?
Mad, rough.
Get the gun. Really fucking shake it up.
Yeah, who would also get the gun? Like, what's the point of the gun?
You only get the gun if you got Barry Bonds, because what if he's an asshole? And it might take three to take Barry down. See, Bryson, you didn't even want to do this. I'm looking forward to that jacuzzi bathtub.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the life.
All right.
So right under my skylight.
Is it my turn?
Yep.
All right. I already got stuff written down. Phone, 3 points. Microwave, 2 points. Kitchen, 6 points.
Also, you're not taking the fast food?
No. I'm getting microwave meals or I'm cooking.
Wow.
Medical care,
wait, 2 points. Wait, why would you take the microwave if you're getting the kitchen?
In case I don't want to cook. Because I get microwave meals.
Oh, you don't have the gourmet chef.
Correct.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm getting the recipes.
Okay.
Medical care, 2 points. The hygiene and jacuzzi bathtub, 3 points. Video games, 4 points. Cable. Or hold on. I picked this. So, do you think with the video games, it comes with a TV? Yeah. You just can't do anything?
We'll say it's a shitty TV and not the 52-inch, which also, like, you can do better than a 52-inch for sure.
Yeah. Is why they should have said, like, 84.
That's why I kind of think it's a little old.
So, I'm not going to do that, the TV.
You're going to get the movies and TV shows instead? Or are you just doing video games?
I'm going to do the movies. So, I have 6 points left.
Dog.
Puppy. Doing it.
That's tough. No skylight? No sky thing?
Nah.
All right. You're seeing straight four lights for 10 years.
That cool. I'm okay with that. So that's Brendan, why I have the medical school of New Delhi.
Brendan's taking the 18-year-old girl and two dogs.
something came to my mind.
Oh, my God.
I hope not. Trent.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
No, I'm thinking Trent.
Oh, damn. Hope he doesn't listen to this. is that it? Did we do it? What if you had to take... What if you have get all of those things, but Barry Bonds has to be with you?
I'd be... I mean, if I... Do I have to lose those points?
No. He's just there.
I'm okay with that. We'll hang out and watch baseball movies.
Did you get the gym?
No.
That's kind of tough.
Would
yeah.
you take the gym?
Yeah, I'm fucking.
There's a batting cage in there. Barry Bonds is gonna teach me how to hit.
When I get out, I'm gonna be good as fuck at basketball and baseball, and I'm gonna be strong.
You assuming Barry Bonds is good at basketball?
No, I'm good at basketball. Is it? You don't even need somebody to teach you how to be good at basketball like you do in baseball. Literally, all you do is practice and you get better.
You think you could ball up Barry Bonds?
Right now,
he's like 50.
I'd definitely outshoot him, but his body size, he'd body me in the paint.
Yeah, he'd dunk right on.
What would Barry Bonds
have? He'd break the rim in 3 days, and then you have nothing for 10 years.
What would Barry Bonds have to do for you to use that gun and 3 bullets on him? Then you're stuck with Barry Bonds' dead body for however long you got left.
Ooh, the stinkage.
Kill the dog.
just to use up the bullets?
No, if he kills the dog, that means I gotta do it.
See, I don't want the gun because I'd get pissed at the video games that I got. And
I'm using the gun to break myself out the basement. I'm shooting at the fucking the sky.
I feel like that is literally...
Then you're not getting your money.
Yeah. I think that's why you get the money, is staying in the basement for 10 years.
Maybe if you're locked in it. What happens if they want you to escape low-key and you escape? Then you get $20 million.
Maybe.
I mean, that isn't in the rules, but...
All right, let's wrap it up. You can check out everything we do at UntitledMMA.com. This podcast, fighter spotlights, fighter previews, picks, everything is at UntitledMMA.com. You can follow us on social media at UntitledMMA on Twitter and Instagram, UntitledMMA on Facebook. You can download this podcast on Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, YouTube, wherever there's podcasts, pretty much, except Stitcher, as Bryce loves to point out. You can listen to this
Spotify,
one there.
Spotify, not Stitcher.
Oh, yeah, same thing.
We're on Stitcher.
But yeah. rate, review, subscribe, constructive criticism, positive feedback. Easiest way to help the show, and it's always appreciated when you do it. So do us a favor and do that for us. If you have any questions for the show, Bryce will tell you how to do such things.
The easiest way for you to get a hold of us regarding a question for us would be using the hashtag AskUntitled on Twitter. I'll check it before the end of every single podcast. I'm sure that nobody asked us anything just because I haven't been doing good. We've really been slacking the website these last few weeks. Have. I just came home, I'm a college kid, and I just started an internship, so that's my excuse. Buju, what changed for you?
Laziness. Okay. Sheer laziness.
Okay, so we're going to try to get back on it. Use the hashtag AskUntitled on Twitter. When I know, I think now we're getting back to a regular recording schedule, yes?
Hopefully.
Although...
No promises.
Okay. Not next week, but the week after, I'll be in New Orleans. I'll tell you about that a little bit
what
later.
What the fuck?
Yeah. but we should be back to recording regularly pretty much here on out for the rest of the summer. So I'll get those tweets out. You can use the hashtag AskUntitled. Ask us something.
Okay.
Is there anything else from anybody?
Brendan already put his microphone down, so he's out.
Oh, that's a wrap.